Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover Biogen's acquisition of Alcyone Therapeutics to expand its drug delivery solutions, the FDA's expanded approval of Incyte's Opzelura for atopic dermatitis in young children, and Pfizer's move to acquire Metsera to strengthen its obesity and cardiovascular pipeline. Biogen has announced the acquisition of Alcyone Therapeutics, a deal aimed at enhancing Biogen's drug delivery portfolio. Alcyone's platform technology is designed to improve central nervous system delivery of therapies, an area where treatment penetration has historically been a challenge. For Biogen, the acquisition supports its strategic goal of advancing next-generation neurological treatments and could strengthen its competitiveness in areas like gene therapy and antisense oligonucleotides. Industry watchers see this move as part of Biogen's effort to regain momentum in a highly competitive neurospace. Meanwhile, the FDA has expanded approval for Incyte's Opzelura, a ruxolitinib cream, to treat children as young as 2 years old with mild to moderate atopic dermatitis. This marks the first steroid-free topical option available for this pediatric population, addressing a long-standing unmet need. Physicians view the approval as an important advancement, giving families an alternative to corticosteroids for managing chronic eczema in young patients. The expansion also reinforces the FDA's willingness to broaden indications for innovative dermatology therapies based on robust Phase 3 evidence. And in deal-making news, Pfizer has announced plans to acquire Metsera, a biotech developing therapies for obesity and cardiovascular disease. The acquisition will provide Pfizer access to Metsera's early-stage pipeline, complementing its existing cardiometabolic programs. With the GLP-1 field heating up, Pfizer's move signals its determination to reestablish a competitive position after setbacks in its own obesity drug programs. Analysts suggest the acquisition reflects broader industry consolidation as large pharma players seek to secure assets in high-demand therapeutic areas. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.